Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
The thing is, can you teach discipline? The answer is yes. You have to have a willing participant. And if the participant's reason why is big enough, if they know I want to achieve X, and the reason why, the motive for their action, motivation, the motive for their action is a reason beyond just themselves, chances are they will do more. Yeah. To achieve that success than if it was just left up to their own. But there are some people that are born, you know, with incredible drive. They just have this insatiable drive, and they'll just, I'll do whatever it takes for the things that I want. And there's other people that want things, but they just don't have this insatiable drive. And this is where, in the game of life, whether it's health, wealth, relationships, career, business, spirituality, fun experiences, you have to decide what level of the game do I want to play at. Is it the grade school level, the kindergarten level, the high school level, the university level, the pro level? Because each one of those levels requires a totally different mindset and totally different skill set. They're building blocks on each other, but if you are extremely talented, but you're not prepared to practice and rehearse and drill and fall and fail forward to the next attempt, you will never make it as a pro. You will never make it as a pro business person. You'll never make it as a pro husband or wife or athlete or musician. You just never will. So just get used to that if you're not prepared to pay the price. If you are prepared to pay the price and you have the aptitude and the talent, now we're talking about there's some real potential here. And what we don't know is, you know, what's in your heart? Like, what is the fire that stirs you that you wake up saying, I will do this even when I don't feel like it. I will do whatever it takes to overcome my temptation for mediocrity, my temptation for excuses, my temptation for reasons and circumstances to hold me back. I won't allow those to be in my way. Mm. And if you have that within you, you'll achieve whatever you choose.
Right.
And so the question you asked before is, how do you develop that? Start small. So if you don't have discipline, show yourself that you can give yourself one command and one follow through. So you know what? Right now I'm going to get up and I'm going to do 2 push-ups. Right now, not like later, now. Can you give yourself a simple command, one sit-up? Right now I'm going to go get a glass of water. You start with something ridiculous. I learned many years ago, reduce it to the ridiculous. So if I reduce it to the ridiculous and I start that, I say, can you do that? Great, will you? Because that's the difference right there. Is that's the razor's edge. The
can
people
you,
who
yes,
can,
will you?
Yeah. Great. When?
Now.
Now.
Yeah.
Right. So if you develop that skill, specifically from a brain plasticity, a neuroplasticity perspective, as soon as you do that, you give yourself a command and you take the action, you have just created a neural pattern that you can give yourself a command and take action. Now, that may just be one time. Well, what if you did that every hour by putting a little bell on your computer? Every hour, it would say, it's 12 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock. And really? I take 60 seconds just to be in control of my mind. 60 seconds. I don't care where
Stop
I am.
Stop what you're doing.
Stop. Take 6 breaths.
Breathe.
Just get centered. Am I on track? Am I off track? Am I doing something I shouldn't be doing versus a high impact activity that I need to be doing? Every hour, I've trained myself to just reset. I didn't always do that. So I just started with 1 a day.
Right.
Then 2.
Sure.
Then 3. Then it was working so well. I said, great, let's do this every hour. But more importantly is, as soon as you become the person who believes in themselves, you see, everything you do or don't do leaves an imprint on your self-worth and self-esteem scale. And you know it.
Absolutely.
You know it. You're voting with every decision.
With actions,
you're disqualifying with every negative belief. You're qualifying with every positive. Same with behaviors. So you start to getting aware of, am I qualifying myself to move forward, or am I disqualifying myself through what I say I want and what I do or don't do over and over and over again? Because thought patterns become emotional patterns, which become behavioral patterns. And our brains pick up on our thought, emotional, and behavioral patterns and says, hey, you know what? You've done that one enough. I'm just going to make that automatic for you.
Right.
So all of a sudden, you know, if you're a person who has lots of positive thoughts, but you suck at taking action, your brain says, let me make that a permanent pattern for you so you don't have to think about it anymore. But I'm also going to create some neural tension, and I'm going to make you pissed off at yourself now. Now you're going to start talking to yourself about how you don't want to not take action, but you're still taking action.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.